Hi, I'm Christy Grainer, and I want to welcome you to the Dare to Bleed podcast. I'm here today with Shannon Hammer. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Christy.
Shannon is the leader of our Biblical Dream Interpretation team and has been doing that for a few years now. And we are just glad to be here, and we're going to interpret some dreams for you. I want to encourage you, if you are interested in Biblical Dream Interpretation, please go to our website, dtbmn.org/dreams, and there is a lot of information for you there. What all do we have there?
We have the class Understanding Your Dreams. So Christy leads you through a virtual class, and you can purchase that and then have lifetime access to it. And we also have virtual dream labs that would be in our events page, and we have them every other month. They're always on a Wednesday. So
And people can attend that from anywhere.
They can. We've had people attend from all over the country and even Canada. And some people have attended from other countries while on vacation.
And if you are interested in being a dream interpreter, take all that training. But then Shannon, it would mentor you. And you can do that virtually as well. You can be mentored, and we can train you up in dream interpretation.
Yes, yeah. We can.
So we want to interpret a dream for you today, and this is a dream that came in through our website. Thank you very much to our dreamer who sent this in. So first thing we do when we interpret someone's dream is we listen to the dream or we read through the dream. So Shannon's going to read through the dream for us.
All right. The dreamer had this dream on May 10th of 2026, and the title is called Broken Frame. In the dream, I woke up in the middle of the night and started walking through the house. My dad showed up, and I remember thinking that it was a good thing I was awake. There was somewhere we needed to go, and he said that we needed to leave at 1:30 a.m. I looked at the clock, and it was 1:26 a.m., which meant I had 4 minutes to get ready to go. I was really annoyed and couldn't understand why we needed to go anywhere at that time of night. The next thing I remember, I was riding in a van. I don't remember who else was in it or who was driving, but we were about to pass a church, but it was not our destination, and I knew what the church normally looked like. From an aerial view, the footprint of the church was a triangle. It was red and had a black roof. When we got to it, it had been torn down. All the walls were gone, and the roof was sitting on the ground. Directly across the street, there was a large open lot, and I knew that the church's people were there. As we were passing it, a black man in a large white pickup truck pulled out of the lot and sideswiped us. But it was not hard. It was just a tap, almost like he was trying to stop us. And he said that we couldn't get to where we were going in that van because the frame was broken, and I remember telling the driver, "See, I told you."
Okay. So that's a cool dream.
It is.
And what we do when we interpret a dream, and many of you, as you're hearing that, you're probably like, oh, I kind of know what that means. Oh, I kind of know what that means. And what that is, if you are a follower of Jesus and you've got the Spirit of God in you, the Holy Spirit's drawing your attention to some things. But what we do is we process a little differently, a little more in depth to get a deeper dream interpretation. And what we do is we look at it, and then we would, if you were a live dreamer, we'd repeat it back to you. I'm just going to say it, talk it through again, and Shannon and I will unpack it for you just a little bit.
So one of the things that the dreamer said was that the church definitely stood out to her. The fact that it was red and triangular, and the image of the roof sitting perfectly on the ground and no mess around it. She also said the van was brown and rickety and looked really unstable, and that the truck was very white, large, and in good condition. So those are things that we want to pay attention to as we talk about the dream.
And what's helpful when you send in a dream is to tell us what the light, what the color, what the emotion is while you're dreaming. Sometimes you have a certain emotion while you're dreaming, and then you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I dreamt that. Or we don't want that emotion that you had after you woke up. We want the emotion while you're dreaming, because the Lord is speaking to you. And you think of the dreams in Scripture and all the things that the Lord said to men and women of God while they were dreaming. And it was things that were kind of shook them up a little bit. So this is how the Lord talks to us.
Right.
And the same for this dreamer. It's a good dream.
Definitely,
but
it
is. There's some warning, and there's some encouragement there, and there's some self-condition, a lot of stuff going on there. And so In the dream, the dreamer is woken up by her father early in the morning. Like, she looks at the clock and it's 1:26. And the father has a urgent message, like, it's, we got to get going by 1:30. And when she looks at the clock, it's 1:26, I think. So she's Correct. Got 4 minutes. So really what that's, it's early in the morning. It's an inconvenient time. But the father
Yes.
is waking her up, like saying, hey. And so what is that? So waking up is like spiritually, wake up. Wake up and something's got to happen. It's got to happen soon.
Right.
Uh-huh. Inconvenient time.
Right. Well, 1:30 is not a convenient
no,
time.
No, inconvenient in the time, uncomfortable time, but time is short and it's you got to get moving. So father's waking her up. Father's getting her going. Mm-hmm. But then as she gets going, she's in this van, and but we don't know who's driving and we don't know
who else is in it.
So it's a van, so it's a bigger vehicle, but it's going somewhere. She's not driving. And so this is a vehicle. And why are vehicles important? And what do you see about a brown, rusty, and not in too good a shape?
So brown is a color that we kind of associate just with the natural world, not necessarily the spiritual world.
Yeah. And people are generally some variation of brown. Different skin colors are some variation of brown. So humanness.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very much humanness. But the van is rickety, and also she's a passenger, so she's not the one driving it. She doesn't know who is driving it. And so it's kind of like she's being driven around, or what is moving her forward is not something that she's in charge mm-hmm. of.
Yeah, and what's moving her forward, it could be, so it's a vehicle that holds it has potential to hold multiple people. We don't know if multiple people are in it or not. We don't Correct. Even know who's driving, but it is moving her forward. So in her life, in their spiritual life especially, something's moving her forward, but it's got a lot of humanness on it because it's brown and not in good shape. And she's being warned about this. What's
she
moving
is.
You forward is not good for you. And then she looks off. Does it say whether it's her left or right? She looks off and sees a church.
Let's see. It does not say which way she was looking.
Okay. So she looks off. She knows they're going to pass a church, but it's not their destination, which that is important. So she's aware of the church. She knows the church.
Correct.
But it's not her destination. So that's an important part of the message.
Mm-hmm.
And it is collapsed, basically. It's a triangle-shaped church with a... It's red church with a black roof.
Correct.
So triangle-shaped.
Yes.
What would you like to
so
say?
So triangle, of course, has three sides. So we associate triangle, the three sides, with the Trinity. Mm-hmm. So Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And the church being red, the covering being black, the red, if it's good, it represents anointing and the fire of God and the presence of God and the authority of the Lord on something. If it's not good... it's anger and kind of some rage type things. But you don't get a feeling that there's anger there. It's just kind of like it probably
it's
was an
gone.
Anointed church. It's just gone. It's collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think is important there is there's not debris. It's not like there was an explosion or
there's
anything
no mess.
Bad happened. It's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the people are still around.
The people are very close by. The
mm-hmm.
people are actually in a parking lot.
Yeah, and so her attention is being drawn to the people. And as they are they turning the van, brown van, into that?
Oh, let's see. It said, "There, directly across the street, there was a large open lot, and I knew the people were there. As we were passing it, a black man in a large white pickup truck pulled out of the lot and sideswiped us." So she doesn't say
so
on
she wasn't
which
trying
side
to go.
It was.
And she wasn't necessarily going... They weren't going to go into the lot where the people
no.
were. So the people are okay. The church is no longer there.
Correct.
But the people are okay. Mm-hmm. It was an anointed church, but it was founded on Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but it's no longer there. But the people are okay, and they're in a vacant lot. But so they have no covering. They have nothing around them, and they were just going to go by them. But this man in a white truck sideswipes them, but not much, just kind of bumps them and basically says, you shouldn't go any further, and there's a crack in your frame.
He said, Let's see. He said that we couldn't get to where we were going in that van because the frame was broken. And then she remembers telling the driver, "See, I told you."
That's so good. Mm-hmm. So what is leading her forward? The ministry she's part of, the church she's part of, or what she's counting on to lead her forward in her spiritual life and in her life has some serious issues. And the white vehicle is something from the Lord. White, and it's bright white. It's very
it's
white.
In good condition.
Good condition. And it doesn't hurt her. It just kind of stops them.
Correct.
And says, you can't go any further in this. So the Lord's kind of warning her there's going to be some changes. Church is changing. People need a place. People are there. The people seem to be okay, but they just don't have a place to be. What's leading her forward in life is not going to continue to take her forward in life. So she needs to make some changes because something is foundationally wrong with that vehicle, with what's yes. moving her forward in life. Something is foundationally wrong. And there's a lot of things, ways of man in that vehicle. There's brown, it's not in good condition. So some man-made ideas, maybe even some man-made theologies that are not correct. There's something in maybe her doctrine that is off. To go back to biblical foundations is important. And that the Lord's just telling her something's going to have to change. But he doesn't tell her exactly what.
What it is.
Right. So the time is short. The Lord's saying, hey, wake up and get moving. Something's going to change. The church is not able to do what the church has done in the past. People need you, and you can't continue to go forward the way you have and get where you're supposed to go.
Right. And I really want to point out that, she is aware of this too, because she says to the driver, "See, I told you." So in her life, she knows that whatever is going on, something is off, and that she has just this deep knowing that whatever is off, that she is correct about.
Yeah. So she
about what it is
to trust that discernment because she's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Right. So Lord, we bless this dreamer. We thank you for her and for sending in the dream, and we thank you that you're speaking to her about things that need to change, that are changing in the scope of the body of Christ, what the needs are, but also that you're directing her and not letting her go forward in ways that will be harmful to her or to others, that you are correcting her and you are redirecting her. So bless her. Bless her with wisdom, bless her with protection, and bless her with more dreams that will give her the next steps with what she needs. And Lord, for all of our listeners, would you pour out your dreams and speak to us, Lord, and direct us in this way, that we would be men and women of God who follow your voice in lots of ways, Lord, but through scripture, through dreams, through relationships, through the body of Christ in creative and healthy ways. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So again, I'm Christy Grainer, and I'm here with Shannon Hammer. We're with Dare to Believe Ministries, and we want to invite you to like this podcast so you can get more of our dreams and dream interpretations and some of the teachings. Visit our website, dtbmn.org/dreams, where you will find training, where you will find some mentoring, and we encourage you to come back and send in your dreams.